There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. We got your Wednesday, August 15th edition. 10-game slate on tap tonight. There's a 4-game early. We'll break it all down in the Slack chat and answer all questions for that. One thing is watch out for the weather in Wrigley. It looks like it might be a little wet. Doubt it turns it into a 3-game slate, but the potential is there. On the night slate, Cincinnati looks to be a little wet, but not too bad, kind of like yesterday. Knock on wood, things will be fine at night. Before we get started, let me talk to you about our sponsor, Draft. Draft.com, Draft in your app store. It's a great way to play fantasy sports. Check them out. Snake-style drafting, just the way you like it. They have baseball. They got golf this week for the Wyndham Championship. They'll have basketball, hockey, football when that gets rocking and rolling. But right now for football, let me talk to you about best ball drafts. They do it great. It's a great, great way to do it. No defenses, no kickers. Makes it easy. You can do slow drafts, 8-hour time limits. You can do fast drafts. You can do it all different price points. And if you're new to Draft, use promo code SDSports when you make your deposit, and you'll get an entry into a free $3 tournament of your choice. If you want it for best ball, it's yours. Baseball, golf, whatever you want, it is there. We got guys that tried out Draft in the Slack chat, and they absolutely love it. They're having a blast doing it. Tons and tons of fun. So go check it out. Draft.com, Draft in your app store, promo code SDSports at checkout to get an entry into a free $3 tournament. Also, if you guys can give us a rating and review on wherever you listen to it, preferably iTunes, but they have SoundCloud, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, Podbean, YouTube, iHeartRadio. They're all out there. So go check us out. If you can do it for whatever podcast you listen to on the SD Sports Network, we'd much, much appreciate it. It would help us out tremendously. With that being said, let's get into your 10-game slate where we will rock and roll and kick it off with the totals. Red Sox at Phillies, 8.5. Waiting on Mets, Orioles. Waiting on Rays, Yankees. As Jacob Faria is supposed to be making his return for the Rays. Indians, Reds, 9.5. Marlins, Braves, 8.5. Rockies, Astros, 7.5. Blue Jays, Royals, 9. Nationals, Cards, 9. Angels, Padres, 8.5. Giants, Dodgers, 8. Those are rather low totals that compared to what we've seen of late. And the pitching is not that great. So it's very interesting to see what we have out there tonight. Kicking it off with your top-priced arms, you have two guys over 10K. You have Garrett Cole at 12-2 at home against Colorado. I'll stay away from that one, but I do like a lot, and I'm wondering how chalky he will be. But Zach Wheeler's $10,800 at the Baltimore Orioles. He's faced them once this year, 7 shutout innings with 3 hits, 5 Ks for 22.2 DraftKings points. He has been filthy of late. 28.8, 35-4, 27-9, 18-8, 21-3, then a 14-5, 16-1, 26-2, 17-22-5. 15 or more points in 10 straight starts. He has 22 or more in like 7 of those 10. He has been outstanding. 6 or more Ks in all but one of those last 10 starts. Everything you can want from a guy, he's been there. Zach Wheeler has been great. He's facing a Baltimore team that strikes out 24% of the time. Yes, they can run into the ball. We know this for a fact. But, you know, no Machado. There's a lot of things that are missing in that lineup. Beckham has heated up a bit. Crush Davis can run into one from time to time. Adam Jones even ran into one. But, you know, Wheeler strikes out 24% that he faces with 11% swinging strike rate, almost 44% ground ball rate, and only a hard contact rate of 26.5%. That is outstanding stuff right there from Mr. Wheeler. Lefties hit 338 off Wheeler, but righties only 277. I like Wheeler a lot at 10-8. If you can get him in your lineup, I'm going that way tonight. The only other guy I like here above 9,000, because there's only one other, Nate Eovaldi. Yes, he got shellacked his last time out. He faced Baltimore in Baltimore, 2 2/3, 10 hits, 4 earned, no strikeouts, minus 9.2. But prior to that, 27-6, 27-4, 23-9 in his Boston starts. He was very, very good. Now, Philadelphia, you know, they do have some pop in their bats, but you saw what Porcello did yesterday. It's also a lot of strikeouts, almost 26% strikeout rate versus right-handed pitching. Eovaldi's got his 21% rate, 10% swing and strike, 45% ground ball. They might run into one or two, but the strikeout should be there for Eovaldi. You look at Philadelphia, 4.15 team total, lefties 339, righties only 282. So Eovaldi is definitely a GPP viable play tonight at that $9,300 price point. I'm going to combine those two guys with the two 8K guys that I like and give you kind of a foursome rating there. And one of them is Kevin Gausman at $8,700. He's at home against the Miami Marlins. He's faced Miami once this year, 5 2/3, 2 earned, 7 Ks for 17.4 DraftKings points. Coming off a great start against Milwaukee, 8 innings, 1 earned, 8 Ks for 32.4 DraftKings points. A little rocky prior to that, but that's Kevin Gausman. That's the guy we know. Very up, very down, at home against the Miami Marlins team. You know, no Justin Bour. They can be pesky at times, but overall, nothing too scary. They've been getting mowed down pretty regularly of late, even though they surprised a few against Anibal Sanchez yesterday. Gossman's got better stuff than Sanchez. Sanchez is usually more consistent, so it's kind of a GPP type thing. Gossman's a minus 230 home favorite. Miami's striking out 22.6% of the time. Gossman has a 47% ground ball rate and only a 32% hard contact. So all in all, he's been really good, just has a tendency to give the long ball from time to time. Miami has a 3.2 team total, second lowest on the slate. Lefty's 334, righty's 352. But when you talk about the Miami Marlins, a 294 wOBA, 123 ISO, not good at all versus right-handed pitching. So Kevin Gausman at this price point, it is risky because Gausman can come off the rails at any given moment. But at $8,700, definitely in play for you here. The other guy I will mention is Shane Bieber, $8,300 at the Cincinnati Reds. Great American Small Park is always a scary place to pitch in, but when you talk about the Biebs, 3.82 ERA on the road compared to 4.64 at home. Coming off a nice 28-point performance at the White Sox, 22 prior to that at the Angels, 15 prior to that at Minnesota. Did have a hiccup against Pittsburgh, but then 21-6 against the Yanks, 15 against the A's. So he's pitched overall really, really well. At $8,300 on a night with very suspect pitching, going up in a Great American Small Park against a struggling Cincinnati Reds team. It strikes out to over 21% of the time. Bieber's 24% K rate, 11% swing and strike rate, 46% ground ball rate. Does have a hard contact of 41%, which is not good at all. So the Reds might run into one. So a couple Reds one-offs could be GPP viable. I wouldn't stack, but they could be there. Lefties do hit 355. Joey Votto has been out of the lineup of late. He's been banged up. If he's out, that's definitely a massive boost for Bieber, obviously. Schebler's due back this week, so keep an eye on that. But Scooter Jeanette's the only real lefty that would concern me a ton in that lineup. Righty's at 268. They have a 315 wOBA, which is okay, and a 139 ISO, which is not good at all. So Shane Bieber at 83 becomes a play against the Reds. All of these plays are risky, except Zach Wheeler obviously has some, but not nearly what Eovaldi, Gausman, and Bieber have. But they also all have 20-plus point upside, which I love to see. So when you're up top here, I got Wheeler 1, Gausman 2, Eovaldi 3, Bieber 4. Now when you drop below 8K, I got three guys, and they're all below 7K that we'll be targeting tonight. Super GPP risky play, but I told you Nick Pivetta was, and he was absolutely outstanding yesterday. That's what you can get if your guy's on. And when it comes to Vinny Velasquez, it's just don't walk guys. If he's not walking guys, he's fine. He got beat up by Arizona his last time out. Prior to that, Miami 30.5. He had a walkathon against Cincinnati. Struggled against the Dodgers, but San Diego, the Mets looked outstanding. The Yankees, he had 19.3, so he can get it done. It's just the inconsistencies are there. But he's got that big-time GPP upside. It'll be super low-owned because no one wants to attack a Boston team that strikes out a little less than 19% of the time. But Vince has a 27% strikeout rate, 39% ground ball rate, only 33% hard contact. Again, don't walk, guys. That simple. Boston has a 4.4 team total, middle of the pack tonight. Lefties 318, righties 280. So Vinny V, as risky as it can be, but tremendous GPP upside at $6,900. Felix Pena, I think, will be the popular one down here. He's $6,600 for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim at the San Diego Padres. He's been very, very good on the road this year, a 1.84 ERA compared to 6.52 at home. He had 11 points at home against Oakland, at Cleveland, 6.4. Struggled against Seattle, then the White Sox struggled. He's had 20-plus point upside against the Dodgers and the Orioles, and 15 against the Arizona Diamondbacks. He's $6,600. He's a roller coaster ride. But it is a Padres team that, yes, does have some pop. But you saw Barria did against them last night. You saw Heaney did the night before. There's a lot of holes in this lineup. Doesn't mean they won't expose Pena, but, you know, you strike out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Pena's got a 21% K rate, almost 11% swing and strike rate, 43% ground ball rate, but does give up almost 44% hard contact. So, again, similar to the Marlins and the Reds, you could use a couple one-offs there. I don't mind a couple Padres one-offs, but at the same time, I'm not running by any means to go target them. They do have a 4-4-5 team total, lefties 373, righties 330 against Felix Pena. But when you look at the Padres, a 288 wOBA, 126 ISO, first right-handed pitching, not good. So Pena will probably be popular. Like all these plays tonight, there is a lot of risk because we don't have the lockdown aces we're used to, but they could come into play for you. The last guy I'll mention, super risky as well, but I think there's tremendous upside. I mentioned Cashner was an interesting play yesterday. He got it done against the Mets. We're talking Dylan Bundy, $6,500. This is a guy that used to be up in the 8s and the 9Ks. When he's on, he's absolutely filthy. Now he's the home run champion on the wrong way in baseball this year. He gives up the most home runs. He's been better at home or on the road than at home, but he's at home tonight. But he has faced the Mets once, 7 innings, 3 hits, no earned, 5Ks for 26.2 DraftKings points. Coming off a minus 4 against Boston, but then at Texas 18-1, Tampa Bay 24-8. At Toronto, 3.1, minus 0.4, minus 4.5, 24.9, 15.3, 29, 26.2. That is Dylan Bundy in a nutshell. He has tremendous ace-like 25-plus point upside. He also can get shellacked at a moment's notice. But when I talk about Felix Pena, he doesn't have that 25-plus point upside very often at all, if at all. Vincent Velasquez does, but he doesn't usually make it that far because he walks a few guys and gets out. If you want to go for the boom and the bust, Dylan Bundy at $6,500 is tremendous in this matchup against the New York Mets. The Mets could tee off on him. Their bats have woken up a bit, but they didn't get the Cashner. It's interesting. It's very, very risky, but they strike out almost 22% of the time versus righties. Bundy's got a 24% K rate, 12.5% swing and strike rate, just gives up a lot of fly balls and a lot of hard contact. That's his problem, and it's in a very good ballpark for the ball to fly out of. But when you look at the Mets against Bundy, lefties hit 401, righties only 297. There aren't, you know, there's Nemo, there's Conforto, maybe a couple others that sneak in there, but not a ton. Like McNeil's in there now. They have a few lefties that can worry you, that can jump the palm. At $6,500, he can give up a couple runs. The strikeouts will be there. The Mets have a 306 wOBA and a 158 ISO, average at best, kind of below average against right-handed pitching. So Bundy at $6,500, very, very interesting. The pitchers we got down here in the below, I got Bundy 1, Velasquez 2, Pena 3. Two reasons there. I like the risk with Bundy and Velasquez, and Pena should be chalky as chalk. If you want to go cash game, you go Pena with like Wheeler and you walk away. But I think there's a lot of viability in Bundy and Velasquez. At least one of them, I think, gets the job done, if not both, and can be real GPP difference makers in your lineups. So recapping your pitching real quick, I got Wheeler, Gossman, Eovaldi, Bieber from 8K and above. And then down below, Bundy, Velasquez, and Pena. So, but a very, very good roller coaster ride of pitching tonight. Nothing that's really locked down. I'd say Wheeler is the quote-unquote safest play out there if you believe anything is safe in fantasy baseball. Let's go to the bats on this slate where we will have some fun. We'll start at the catcher's position. You got Buster Posey returning against, or Ryu's returning against the Giants. You got Posey at 4K. By the way, Yasiel Puig, baby back bitch. Evan Gattis against Anderson at 39 could be interesting. Anderson's actually better versus righties than lefties, so don't completely run into that trap. But you know, Gattis against the lefty is pretty darn good. But the farther down you look, you get into the mid threes and below where we start to see things we can do. Salvador Perez at 35 was a great play yesterday. He's 3,600 versus Estrada, who's a big fly ball guy. You can take advantage of that. Danny Jansen, the high-touted prospect catcher for Toronto, is up to 3,600. Went to Ding Dong City yesterday at 6 points in his first game. He's a very, very good hitting catcher with some decent power. Talked about him on the Nasty Cast last night. I was a guest with the boys from the Nasty Cast. Great group of guys. So go check that out. But Danny Jansen at 36 definitely can get behind that one. If you are looking for some Reds one-offs, Tucker Barnhart at 35 versus the Biebs could be worth the play for you there, but I'd probably go up to Jansen if you can. When you slide that out even farther, though, to the low threes and then dip into the twos, like Briseño from the Angels at 3,100. If he's in a lineup against Erland, I like that a lot. Briseño's a good little catcher, kind of sneaky, under-the-radar guy. Erland's not good. The Angels have a team total of... Where'd you go? About 4.1. Lefties 304, righties 282. I don't know where those numbers came from because Erland is not that good unless he's just fluky out of the bullpen type stuff. But Bersenio at 31, I'll definitely take a look at that for a cheaper option. Michael Perez of Tampa Bay against Sessa at 3K is another cheapie I don't mind at all. So there's a couple at 31 and 3K you can take a peek at. Farther on, you can look like a Sandy Leon at 29 versus Velasquez. He can definitely be a punt for you. Went yard yesterday. Could run into one at any moment. His bat's kind of heating up a little bit as he keeps playing great defense back there for the AL-leading Boston Red Sox, who are now the favorites to win the World Series as the Dodgers are dead. Called that on Around the Bases episode 76 last night. A couple weeks ago, I announced the Nationals are dead. Then I announced the Yankees are dead. And now the Dodgers are dead. And so far, things are coming to fruition. So, yes, Bubba Domus over here has got it going for you. But other than that, there's not a ton to like down here until lineups come out at the lower catcher's position. Going over to the first base position, you got Matty Carpenter versus Hellboy at 5,600. That is pretty darn good. Lefties 343, righties 308 versus Hellickson. Carpenter could easily run into another one tonight at 5,600 bucks. He's a solid play there. Freddie Freeman at 51 in a big game last night, went deep, almost got a second one. Lefties can't get to Urania at 5,100, so go take a peek at that one. After Mr. Freeman, you got the likes of Ryan Zimmerman versus Gombers. Okay at 49, I don't hate it. Yonder Alonso versus Stevenson at 44, I do like a bit. The Indians will be pretty, second highest total on the slate at 5.28. The Braves are 5.3, so right behind him. Lefties 310, righties 321. Stevenson's not very good at baseball. He's a good little prospect, hasn't figured out the bigs yet. So Yonder Alonso, 4,400 bucks, different piece of that Cleveland lineup you can definitely exploit. Talked about that before. Mitchy Twobags versus Velasquez at 43 if you want to get weird. Jake Bowers at 42 is in play. If Joey Votto does crack the lineup, let me reiterate this one for you here. If he does crack the lineup, he did play yesterday, actually. He's 0 for 4. He has been slumping quite a bit. We talk about his last 10 games. He's averaging 5 a game. But Joey Votto's 4,100 bucks versus Bieber, who gives up a lot of hard contact. So that is eerily cheap. I'm not saying run to play him because he struggled a ton. There's other good plays around him. But Votto's really, really cheap. Sliding on down a little farther, maybe Justin Bour gets a start versus Eovaldi at 41. You can look at that. Carlos Santana at 4K versus Eovaldi. Both of those guys are in play for you there. Farther down, if you want a little punt action, G-Man Choi at Tampa Bay at 3,800 versus Sessa. Could be an interesting, cheaper option for you. J.D. Davis, Yuli Gurriel from Houston at 36, depending on who's in the lineup there. Other than that, check your lineups, see what pops up for you. So over to the second base position. You got Ozzy Albies at 48, another great play tonight from him. Atlanta, obviously the highest total like we just talked about. Definitely in play for you there. Drubal Cabrera at 44 is very interesting. If Dozier's in the lineup against Derek Holland at 43, that's pretty darn outstanding. Holland's been good this year, but the Dodgers have a 4.75 team total. Lefties 277, righties 362, and we know how Dozier likes his lefties, so jump on that train if you'd like. If not, Jason Kipnis at 42, another piece of that Cleveland action we could definitely get behind. One of my favorite Cincinnati one-offs, if you're going to fade the Biebs, is Scooter Jeanette at 4,200. You can go that direction. And then you got Joey Wendell, second base outfield eligible at 42, averaging almost 9 points a game his last 10, playing really, really good baseball in the middle of that Tampa Bay order against Luis Sessa. So you can exploit that. Tampa Bay could be a sneakier one tonight when you really break it down. They have a team total of... Well, they don't have it, so we're waiting for that total on that game. But lefties 284, righties 395 versus Sessa. So massive reverse splits, but I still respect the lefties because we are in Yankee Stadium. So that's something to definitely take a reminder on. But there's Willy Adames, second base shortstop at 41. Devin Travis swinging a hot bat for Toronto at 4K versus Birch Smith. Birch Smith is not good. Second base rather loaded tonight. Toronto has a 4.7 total, fifth highest on the slate. Lefties 362, righties 388 versus Birch Smith. So Toronto becomes in play like they've been the last few nights. Devin Travis at 4K. You got Alberto Mondesi at 4K, second base shortstop. I hate that he bats ninth, but he got you 35 DraftKings points yesterday. He went 4-for-4 with two doubles, an RBI, a run, and three stolen bases. He's got that kind of GPP upside, just very, very risky. It's inconsistent, but it's there. Sliding on down even more, like a Whit Merrifield at 39 has got some value for you. Just 4,600 yesterday. Estrada still is not good at baseball. Farther on, you go like a Jeff McNeil at 38 versus Bundy. If you want to go cheaper, even cheaper, like a Neil Walker, first base, second base against Faria at 3,600 could be come and play. Johnny VR leading off versus Wheeler at 35. If you're going to not use Wheeler and you want to kind of one-off cheapy, you can go that direction. Heading over to the third base position. You have Jose Ramirez at 6K. I told you he was an absolute phenomenal. Might be top play yesterday. Went to Ding Dong City, got you 20-plus points. He's in a great spot against Stevenson. He's up to $6,000 now. That's the problem. Still a phenomenal spot if you can afford him. Getting a little pricey. I can get Matty Carp at 56 in a great spot against Hellickson. So pick your poison there. But yes, Jose is obviously a great play. Miguel Andujar had another nice night yesterday. He's 47 versus Faria. Anthony Rendon I like a lot versus Gomber at 45. I respect Gomber's game, but he's still young. He's facing a Nats team with a 4-4 total. Lefty's 369. Righty's 392. And we know how Rendon likes his lefty, so 4,500 for Rendon could be a nice little play for you there. Yoan Camargo at 43, continued to have a good game yesterday against Urena tonight, 4,300. Rafael Devers in a GPP at 4K. Farther down you look, though, Brian Anderson at 38 versus Gausman could come into play for you there if you want to go that direction. Evan Longoria versus Ryu at 37. Longoria's not lighting the world on fire, but you know, career-wise, we know how well he does hit lefties. Timmy Beckham, though, I go back to that well if you're not using Wheeler. Beckham, third base shortstop. He's $3,300. I told you I loved him yesterday in that matchup. He went deep. He's averaging 8.7 in his last 10. So he's got that upside there hitting towards the top of the Baltimore lineup. If you're not using Wheeler, it's probably because you don't think he's going to get it done. You got to try to get him in your lineup if you can. That's just my two cents. He might get blown up, but he's in such a great spot on a slate where you don't really have that comfort zone tonight. At the same time, if you want to save money and take the gambles, you know me. I'm all for it. Shortstop position, Frankie Lindor at 59 is very, very solid. Of course, Didi Gregorius at 49 versus Faria is very, very interesting as well. Trey Turner, I like him at 4,700. Remember, he hits righties almost better than he hits lefties, but still a good play for you there. Paul DeJong at 45 versus Hellickson, don't hate it. Asdrubal Cabrera, Yoan Camargo. Guys we've already talked about playing really, really well. One you might want to look at tonight, and I respect as a Giants fan what Derek Holland has done, but Manny Machado is only $4,200. We mentioned how righties can hit Holland very, very well. I watched a lot of those Machado at-bats of late. He's hitting the ball extremely hard. People are saying he's slumping. He's only averaging 6 points his last 10, you know, a 12, then a 2, a 0, a 7, a 0, a 6, but then 10, 7, 15. If anybody can break out of a slump fast, it's Manny Machado. At a 4,200, could be in a great spot to do that tonight. So that's a great value there with Manny Machado. Again, you got Willy Adames at 41, Adalberto Mondesi at 4K, talked about them already. Ahmed Rosario at $3,900 leading off for the Mets. If you're not using Bundy, Ahmed could be a nice cheapie for you there. He's playing really, really well. He got you 5 points last night, averaging 8.8 his last 10. So he could be a nice little play for you. But Freddie Galvis has been straight fire. He's $3,800. He went deep again yesterday, averaging 11.6 his last 10. He's got 5 homers in his last 10 games, including 2 stolen bases, 14, 19, 30 in his last 3, and then a 0, a 13, a 20. So 13 or more points in 5 of his last 6. He is swinging a hot, hot bat. Ride it while you can at $3,800. I don't hate that at all. Farther on, you look at the position, though. You got the likes of not much. Not much at all. You know, Miguel Rojas can come down here. Maybe Greg Garcia gets a start for St. Louis. But check lineups. Maybe someone will pop up for you there. Then heading to the outfield to wrap it up. You got Mookie Betts is always in a great spot. J.D. Martinez as well. Ronald Acuna is straight fire. He's up to $5,700 now. He doubled on yesterday. He's averaging 18 in his last 10. He had 35 yesterday, 24, 36, 18, 14, 15, 14, 24, 0, 0. If it weren't for those two zeros at the end, he'd be even crazier. $5,700 for Urania in a phenomenal spot if you want to pay up for him. Benintendi's in a good spot as well. Michael Brantley, I do like a 55. Will go under the radar. If you aren't using Bundy, we mentioned lefty, so Nemo is in play. You got Marquez and company, Harper and Soto. Soto does hit lefties really well, so he'll go low-owned in this matchup versus Gomber at 5K if you want to be contrarian. Conforto at 49 is nice. Love me some Justin Upton. I liked him yesterday. He's 4,800 tonight. He went deep yesterday. He's averaging 13.1 his last 10, and no one ever owns him. His last three games, 24, 21, 23, 5, 19, 16, 21. 16 or more in 5 of his last 6. When Upton gets hot, he gets hot. So against Erland tonight, I think he's in a great spot. At $4,800, do not sleep on Justin Upton. You got Malik Smith leading off versus Luis Sessa at 48. Can definitely dig that, the way he's been getting on base and stealing bags. But Aaron Hicks at 47 does give you some value over a Malik Smith type. Farther down you look, though, like Teoscar Hernandez or Randall Grichuk. We saw how the righties can hit Birch Smith really, really well. They'll be way overlooked on this slate. So 44 for Hernandez, 43 for Grichuk can both be GPP type plays for you. Farther down you go. Reese Hoskins went deep yesterday. He's 4,300 versus Eovaldi tonight in a GPP. I can get behind that. Mark Trumbo in a GPP at 42 as well could be an interesting play. Joey Wendell talked about him already at 42. Jake Bowers at 42, both kind of cheaper options, but I'd go to Nick Williams at 42. Definitely has that upside against Nate Eovaldi that you're looking for in that matchup. Going down even farther, though, again, Odubel Herrera at 41 versus Eovaldi can be a cheapie. There are some nice, cheaper outfielders here. There are some awesome ones up top, but some nice cheapies. Harrison Bader at 4K versus Hellickson is in play. Cedric Mullins, if he's leading off versus Wheeler and you're not using Wheeler at 4K, I can get behind that. The Grandy man, Curtis Granderson at 4K against Birch Smith as well. So Toronto definitely has some one-offs, if not mini stacks, you could look at to kind of give you some salary relief throughout their lineups. Whit Merrifield, only $3,900. I don't understand that price point. Against Marco Stroud, he's 46 yesterday. He's been playing really, really well. Kansas City, where'd you go? Royals have a 4-3 total. Lefties 321, righties 368. I don't understand that Whit Merrifield price. I really, really don't at $3,900. He doesn't like hit a bunch of homers or anything, but he gets on base. He scores running. He had 14 more points yesterday. Like, he's really, really good. I don't understand that in this matchup. Cash games, you almost got to lock that in. And he's got GPP upside. Kiki Hernandez, outfield shortstop against Derek Holland at $3,900. You know, he likes to mash his lefties, play it in the middle of the lineup against lefties. So keep an eye on Kiki at that price tag at 39. Definitely gets you something going there. Let's see what Scotty Scheffler update is. I know he's supposed to come back sometime this week. He resumed throwing Monday, did not experience any pain. So maybe at the weekend time for Scheffler, so you don't have to worry about him tonight versus the Biebs. Farther down, Ozuna is always a GPP play at 37. He's tilting as hell, but he's always a GPP play with that upside he has. Kevin Kiermaier at 36 sucks. He's towards the bottom of the order. Loses a lot of his luster in that matchup now. Gorkys Hernandez and Austin Slater, depending on who's towards the top of the order there, against Hyungjin Ryu at 34 each. Could give you some salary relief if you want to go there. You got Jorge Bonifacio at 33. If Franmil Reyes, 33 hitting bombs there. Go check those out. Farther down you go, like a maybe an Alex Gordon at 3,100. Sometimes against right-handed bats, I'm hitting towards the top of the order, so I can dig that at 31 as a solid relief. You got the switch hitting Eric Young Jr. He's averaging 8 points his last 10. He did this last year when he got called up. He tore it up. He had 21 last night, 12 the night before, 7 the night before that. He switch hitting. It's towards the bottom of the order, but for $3,100, if you think the Angels get to Erlin, Eric Young Jr. could definitely come into play for you there. That reminds me, they called up their catcher Ward. I'll get to him in a minute, because check your lineups and see what other cheapies are at the outfield position. But with the lefty Erlin on the mound, Fletcher should be leading off, and that can give you some salary relief in the middle infield positions. And then let me see what they got Ward priced at. This is a young catcher. I mentioned Jansen from Toronto being really, really good. This Ward kid can hit too, and he had a nice night last night. Let's see what his price point is. Okay, let's just do this the easy way. Let's just go to LA Angels of Anaheim. Where you at, boys? He's not even in the player pool, DraftKings. What are you doing? That's why I couldn't find him. Well, that answers that question, everybody. Wow. That sucks. So, no, you can't use Ward tonight. God damn, that's horrible. But that'll do it for your bats. Recapping the pitching real quick. Up top, Wheeler, Gossman, Eovaldi, Bieber. Down below, Velasquez. Or Bundy, Velasquez, Pena, lots to like there. Offensively, you know, the Braves versus Urania's got the top total. They're going to be great. But you know, the Rays versus Sessa can be sneaky nice. The Yankees versus Freya always in play. But you got teams like the Indians versus Stevenson also. Right-handed Dodgers bats are in play. The Blue Jays are a sneaky one that I like. Get some of the Cardinals versus Hellickson if you want. Especially the lefties. Padres versus Pena can be sneaky nice. Nationals against Gomber as well. Even though Gomber, he's very hit and miss. So if it's a miss, the Nationals could pop off tonight. But tons and tons to like. Look at the Royals versus Estrada. That Royals-Toronto game, again, it was a big one yesterday. It's been a big one all series. It's two teams that basically gave up on the year, are playing some guys that don't have anything for pitching. So you're seeing it play out in front of you. Let's check out some BVP on this 10-game evening slate. Here we go. Nothing. JD Martinez, 3-for-3 with a homer off Velasquez. Small sample, but you got something. They've got not much sample-wise here. Ronald Torres and Brett Gardner in small samples have taken Faria deep. Kiermaier and Gomez in small samples for Sessa. Freddie Freeman, 8-for-20, two doubles, a triple, and two homers off Urania. Inciarte, Flowers, Suzuki, Swanson have all taken Urania deep. The Braves like Urania. Starlin Castro, 10-for-30, two doubles off Kevin Gossman. Nolan Arenado, 6-for-14, the double, and two homers off Cole. Desmond's taking him deep as well. Alcides Escobar, 5-for-10 with a triple off Marco Estrada. He is an extremely cheap shortstop if you ever choose to go that way. Matt Carpenter, 3-for-8 with a double off of Hellickson. Ozuna, Jericho, and Molina have all taken Hellickson deep. Not much out here. Dozier, 5-for-16 with a homer off Holland. Kemp and Kiki both have taken Holland deep. Longo's got a homer off Ryu. Hunter Pence, 12-for-29, two doubles. Posey, 10-for-31, three doubles and a homer. Crawford's taken him deep as well. So not a ton of BVP tonight. No birthday boys. So there you go. 10-game slate in the books. Check us out, thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens on Twitter. If you need to get in the Slack chat, let us know. It's a good thing. The more guys are active, the more we get going. It's been a little up and down in there, but we got NFL DFS coming up as well. Got a guy in there that given some good plays away last week. He'll be joining the team for writing later this year. We got Bench with Bubba, episode 115, recorded last night with Fighting Chance Ryan from Fighting Chance Fantasy, talking some recent news and a wide receiver deep dive to get you ready for the fantasy football season. Recorded around the base with Bubba and Mo, episode 76 last night. Myself and Mo did a deep dive in the NFL playoff race, talked some awards and some other things, and then had an interview with the Smarty Jones of thegoodfight.com, talking Phillies baseball. Great stuff there. Go check that out. Like I said, I was a guest on the Nasty Cast last night with my buddies Nate, Ron Rigney, and Van Lee, the manly Van Lee. Great time talking to those guys. Talked about a lot of prospects, some waiver wire guys to target, and some recent player news. Great time with the Nasty Cast boys, as always. So go check that out. They're on the Fan Tracks Radio Network. Go check them out. And then we've got the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast. Jesse's got his picks out. We'll have the OAD picks later today. Andrew McClintock came out with an article about some low-owned guys that can help you in your stretch run. One was Mr. Danny Jansen. We talked about catching for the Toronto Blue Jays tonight. So tons going on at the Sports DJs right now. Absolutely love us. Go give us a rate and review. Hit us up on Twitter. If you're looking to write, let us know. I'm on Twitter at BDentric. I'll stop talking now so you can get your lineups built. Good luck tonight. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, August 15th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.